In a bid to raise awareness and funds for a lesser-known but devastating blood cancer, Airdrie residents are gearing up for the 8th Annual Greg Roberts Memorial Myeloma March, scheduled to take place at Eastlake Park on September 9, starting at 9 a.m. Multiple myeloma, also known as myeloma, is the second most common form of blood cancer and remains incurable. The disease's elusive nature often leads to delayed diagnoses, impacting the prognosis and quality of life for patients. This year, Airdrie will team up with five communities for the 8th Annual Greg Roberts Memorial Myeloma March, marking the event's 15th anniversary. Dr. Victor H. Jimenez-Zepeda, a hematologist from the University of Alberta, joins the effort. Half of the funds raised will aid research on sarcopenia treatments and survival rates for myeloma and L-amyloidosis patients at the Tom Baker Cancer Center. The partnership aims to improve the lives of those affected by myeloma and related conditions through research and support. Airdrie's goal is $30,000, part of a national target of $750,000. In a press release, Martine Elias, executive director of Myeloma Canada, emphasized the urgency of raising awareness about this complex disease. Countless Canadians may not receive their myeloma diagnosis for months or sometimes years. This has to change. Events like the Greg Roberts Memorial Myeloma March are crucial. The more people who know about this complicated disease, the earlier they may be diagnosed and treated for better outcomes. The march raises awareness and vital funds to improve the lives of Canadians impacted by myeloma and move us closer to a cure. Myeloma Canada's annual Multiple Myeloma March plays a pivotal role in funding research, ensuring equitable access to healthcare and treatments, and offering support to those affected by this life-altering disease. The event aims to raise $30,000, while Myeloma Canada has set a national goal of $750,000. The Greg Roberts Memorial Myeloma March is just one of 40 communities across Canada participating in the march. For those unable to attend in person, a virtual march option is also available. To learn more about this cause or to contribute, visit myelomamarch.ca.